I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-sode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be.
Oh, and where we want to be is in a creative space where we're unleashing creativity. What a fun conversation this week with Julie Burton. And it really inspired me to think about ways that I am already being creative and then ways that I can incorporate more creativity into my life. So the theme of The Nest today is just little things that make us feel creative. So I want to know, Marjorie, what's going on in your life? What makes you feel more creative?
Well, I think you'll remember this well. When we did our radio show together, one of the things both of us were really passionate about was music.
Yes.
And we would incorporate so much music, so much new music into the radio show, which was so great because it meant that at work, I was doing research on something I loved, and it was always bringing that little bit that we used to do always brought new music into our lives.
We would create playlists for like every season. We'd have a summer playlist, a holiday playlist, and then we would both bring music to present to each other to see if it was good enough to be included on the playlist. It was fun.
It was fun because I think, as we talked a little bit about on Tuesday, what we miss sometimes in the busyness of life is bringing new music into our life, bringing that stuff that feeds our soul. And so we sort of got to naturally do that. And our hope was that we were doing that for the listeners too, that if they were busy, maybe we were bringing something that they had missed into their lives. So I started thinking last night about, in the decades, what was the music that I loved? And it's funny because one of the vinyl albums that I listened to as a teenager over and over again was my mother's.
Oh.
My mother loved Broadway shows, loved Broadway shows. So I had a lot of musicals. But one of my favorite vinyl albums was Judy at Carnegie Hall, which seems timely right now since the Judy movie is out. And it was Judy Garland. It was a live recording that they had done of Judy Garland in 1961. And boy, I wish I'd kept that album. I was looking it up last night. It's worth about $250.
No way. Yeah, and vinyl's so hot right now.
It's so hot right now. But if you're going to see the movie Judy, after you see the movie, go back and find this album if you can. I'm sure you can find it in a way that's cheaper than $200. And the other album my mom had, which was so wonderful, it was a musical called Porgy and Bess. And it was the recording of Harry Belafonte and Lena Horne. And there's a song called Summertime, which I would listen to over and over and over again. And this, we're talking about creativity, but these are the things that would make my mind go to other places that were more free than perhaps the rigid life I was living each day as a student. So, I mean, those are the things that I sort of use for inspiration. What about you?
So good. Okay, well, I have a couple of things. We talked a lot about cooking and how cooking is where I express a lot of creativity and where I feel the most creative. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with a girlfriend. I was actually texting with her last night. And this is a friend of mine who, she is a terrible cook. She can't cook. She screws things up. She follows recipes and makes a disaster out of it. And she really wants to start cooking. And so we were texting about like things that I started to make when I first started cooking.
Right.
And there's a cookbook that is actually really, really helpful that Jay bought for me years ago. And I was already cooking, but I thought when I got it, it was so charming and wonderful. It's called What to Cook and How to Cook It. And
oh,
it's by
that.
Jane Hornby is the author. And it was out in 2010. So it's not a new book by any means. But I refer back to it a lot and I use a lot of the recipes. And the reason why it's so great is because it's photo images of each step of a recipe.
Okay. That is super, super important for people who aren't cooks.
Yes.
Those
and
pictures
if it's not intuitive
really
to you to just kind of understand what this is, it gives you that visual cue. And especially also if you're a visual learner, if you're not a person who just like reads something on a page and just immediately ingests it, this is a really great book. And they have a baking version too, but I have the cooking version, What to Cook and How to Cook It. And it's just simple recipes, but also not boring recipes, definitely things with a lot of interest. But it's that step-by-step photo of each step, Marjorie, that says like, this is what your meat should look like, right? I mean, it's just
which
like,
is important.
Which is totally important. And I get it. If that's not intuitive to you, how frustrating it can be to be in the kitchen. And so this book I really, really love. And then I have one more thing, and that is this watercolor paint set from IKEA, and I bought it for my kids and then ended up leaving it at a friend's cabin because we had so much fun with their kids with it. And now I'm going to go back and buy five more. But not only is it great for kids, it's great for adults. It's $7.99. And they, I mean, it's meant for kids. It says paint, cut, right, draw, whatever. But it's this really cool, sleek looking, of course, because it's from IKEA, yeah, watercolor set with two brushes with beautiful wooden handles, really cute little plastic cups for you to, you know, use for water, and this darling little set. And as my kids were painting with it, I was thinking, this is so fun. Like, I want to be painting with this too. And so it's inexpensive. You get some paper, you get a $7.99 little paint set. And it's a fun way to just kind of, as Julie was saying, unleash that creativity and do it for the process, not for the finished product.
Right. And do it with your kids because they would love it. I mean, I know my kids would have loved if I sat down and painted with them.
Right. And even if you don't do it with your kids, even if you do it by yourself, it's great.
That's true.
With wine.
That's true. That's true. Who knows what you could create?
Who knows?
Well, that brings me to, there's, everybody, I think, now knows Chip and Joanna Gaines, but I'm not sure everybody's picking up on how beautiful her magazine is.
Yes.
Magnolia. It's, and I, you remind me of this because of the watercolors. She does a lot of watercolor, and I think she does some of the original art in the magazine. It's beautiful. And that's just one of those things, too, that if you aren't feeling very creative, I always say this, surround yourself with creative people and creative things. Pick up a magazine that sort of moves your spirit. And that's sort of, that's been a new one for me, mostly because of something you turned me on to, which was Texture, which is now Apple, what do they call it? Apple Plus.
Yes.
Where you get them all the magazines, and Magnolia's on that as well. And then back to the cooking, I subscribe to something called Masterclass. It's gotten a little bit of publicity lately because now Anna Wintour is on Masterclass, the editor of Vogue. But Masterclass is just this subscription service. I think it's about $15 a month where you can take classes from anybody. And so when you're talking about cooking, I love the idea of that cookbook with the pictures. But Gordon Ramsay's on Masterclass. So if you wanted to learn to cook something, you could take, and there's sometimes like 30 lessons. These are not small things. I've done a couple of the classes. I did the directing class with Ron Howard, which was so interesting because it was like, it truly, he was really good at it and he's super friendly. But it was like spending a semester with Ron Howard. I mean, how cool is that?
And it's
then
so cool.
I finished the photography class with Annie Leibovitz. And this isn't, I'm not going to ever be Annie Leibovitz, but how it's really cool to be able to get her perspective on why she does what she does, why she sees what she sees, how she goes about thinking about a portrait. If you want to try it, I think there's like a 30-day free subscription trial. And so just if you're not feeling sort of motivated or you want to get inspired, Masterclass is a really great tool.
Good ways to get creative, Marjorie. I love it. I love it. Okay, if you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. And if you're super motivated, we love reviews at Apple Podcasts.
And please reach out to us. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best to the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie One. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Oh, go paint something today.
Do it.